That's fascinating. What were your thoughts about the TC regimen alone without Adriamycin or the anthracyclines that was reported by Steve Jones and the U.S. Oncology Group? What do you think about that study?
I have been watching this study for a long time because I found it intriguing and innovative and interesting. And I think it's great that this regimen is performing quite well, is better than AC, because, again, it's an interesting option that we can offer to women with contraindications to receive anthracycline, number one. I'm not convinced that this regimen is good for everybody because, you know, it's still the comparison between a taxane regimen and a suboptimal anthracycline regimen, which has been the problem of many taxane trials. If your control arm that is using anthracyclines is weak, it's easy to demonstrate superiority with your taxane arm. And that has been the criticism that we had for several of these taxane trials. And look at the recent results of MA21. So the Canadian trial makes the point that when you pick up as control arm a strong anthracycline-based regimen like the Canadian KEF regimen, AC followed by paclitaxel given every 3 weeks is inferior.
Can you go through exactly what that study looked at?
So the study had three arms. The Canadian KEF, which is a kind of golden standard regimen in Canada and is quite intensive in terms of delivering epirubicin on day 1 and 8 with oral cyclophosphamide, day 1 to day 14. The second arm was 4 cycles of AC followed by 4 cycles of paclitaxel, a regimen that is very popular in the US. And the third arm was dose-dense AC paclitaxel. And early results disclosed at the San Antonio meeting with, I think, a follow-up of 30 months median indicate that KEF is better than AC paclitaxel. Now, if you remember the story about AC paclitaxel, it was a regimen that was compared to AC originally. And it generated a lot of excitement. But in Europe, we were skeptical because we never use 4 cycles of AC. We use 6 cycles of FEC, we use the KEF regimen, the CAF regimen. And I think that we were right in a way because in this head-to-head comparison, the KEF regimen is better. Now, of course, we have to wait what's going to happen with the dose-dense. Is the dose-dense regimen going to be superior to KEF? I don't know. We have to wait. I'm not sure it's going to be better.